Welcome to the Abundance Building Course. This is Chapter 1. You're invited to read the 9 points and listen to my commentary on it. And there is this idea that you can do something as well. And I want to say this at the beginning of this chapter, that the most profound thing that you can do for this first chapter that is very foundational is that you feel what is meant with everything that is said, and in such a way that it really touches you. Touches your core, your heart, the center of your heart. And with that, also all other layers, including your body and your energy body, where your body is inside. And when that takes place, and you can feel all of these elements that are discussed here, that is what we call yoga and meditation and tantra even. And all these names stand for that you connect with your deepest layers, with your superficial layers, and you connect them together, and you make this connection real. So that is like the practical thing of this whole chapter. I would certainly suggest you take some time, maybe every day. 10 minutes is already quite something, maybe 20 minutes, to sit with yourself and feel from the heart out. I don't mind how you call it. You can call that meditation. Can call it yoga, because sitting you do with your body. Yoga comes from the idea of connecting to the divine, to your core, with your soul in the middle of you and the divine as the bridge. That word means connection. So that's why I say make the connection real. And that is the whole idea of yoga. Of course, you want to sit in a quiet space. That would be wonderful. Of course, you want to sit well, you know, sit healthy, support your legs, support your back. Of course, you want to maybe put a notebook within reach and a pencil to write what you have experienced. Because this feeling is, besides feeling, also meant as a making real of truth and the knowing of that, which is wisdom. And they go together. They belong hand in hand. So if you sit there and you take those 10 minutes for yourself alone, wisdom may come up inside of you. You may want to make a note when you're done, after you're finished that time frame, sitting with yourself. That's how you start collecting your own wisdom, which may even be the start of your entrepreneurial contribution to the world. But we'll save that for another chapter. I wanted to point out that truth and the knowing of it in wisdom is very logical to appear inside of you. And it goes hand in hand with feeling. Thinking and feeling are a natural pair. You will come to realize that the thinking and the truth and the knowing and the wisdom is all gathered around the brain and the nervous system and the head, that kind of field. You will come to realize that the feeling is very much in the body, in your belly, in your pelvis, around your sexual organs even, and more fundamental even in your legs and your feet, your whole body, of course, your whole body, absolutely. That the core of that is perhaps located in the lower body, in the pelvis. So we have this upper part in the brain and the head, and we have like this lower part in the abdomen, in your belly, and they belong together. They go hand in hand. They're a pair, a natural pair. That's you. These are beautiful and profound capacities that you have to feel, to experience, and to think, to receive wisdom. And to play between those two powers that you have is a relationship. And that is what the word Tantra means. That's why I said that in the beginning, when I said this could be called a meditation, which is often conceived of by people as more of a mind piece, perhaps, or a mindfulness, or a stillness of the mind. And I said the word yoga, which is often considered as something more of the body and the energy and feeling the body, maybe moving the body, but particularly being with the body and feeling the body. So that is the same. And then they're a pair, right? And they go together and they belong together and they're a natural duo. And they have a communication between them, and they have a relationship between them. And that's Tantra. So Tantra is a form of aliveness inside of you. And you can feel that. It's the life force energy, being and moving inside you. And when that is felt and harmonizes from the core out, the core of your heart, of your being in your soul, connected to the divine. When it is harmonized, then you will also see that it manifests in the world what you have now created as a peacefulness inside of you, in that duo, that pair. And it will manifest in your outer world as well, between the whole of you, with feeling and thinking in the whole of you. And then you will see another whole in the world as well. It's your counterpart. Yes, we are talking about a real person that is the real twin flame, the true twin flame, that is your ultimate lover and ultimate co-creational partner with whom you share your life's mission, your true life's mission. And that is already true and already so. However, before that is fully clarified to you, fully revealed to you, fully manifested to you as well in your daily life, in your practical life, before that, and it is already true, but then still not fully manifested as of yet on the forefront of your mind, of your energy, in your daily life, not fully there yet. That's where you can see that the world is that thing, that person, that counterpart, that complement to you. And perceiving the world as that gives you a beautiful reflection at any time, whether your true twin flame is already revealed and manifested to you or not yet, because now the world is that. And the world reveals and manifests for you both the beauty and the lessons. And that's of great help. So there's always this tantra. That's the practicality of this chapter. So that was already a whole lot of things for you. While the text of this entire first chapter that is so foundational is yet to be told to you. So here we go. One, foundation. The divine is efficient. So the money path and love path will be coming to growth and bloom in you as one. And that brings your abundance out. So that means that your money path, which is the manifestation of inner value, and the love path, which is the manifestation of inner love, go together. A lot of times we're like, yeah, I want to have money, so I'm learning a trade or learning entrepreneurship, and there we go. And I want to collect as much money as possible. Or you say, yeah, I'm going out and I'm having dates because I'm looking for love, for the right partnership that lasts me as long as possible, hopefully. And that's something else. But they are already fully intertwined because even like, let's say, a worldly personality-based marriage as a form of making that official and lasting is already the combination of money and love. So how to deal with that one? But we even mean it here in a much more fundamental way, that both are actually an outing of the same inner path and a growth, an inner growth of your abundance that is natural to you and it belongs to your soul. It's already here. And there's a journey, and it's a spiritual journey, and that brings it out. It brings your abundance out in money, and it brings your abundance out in love. And it really does that already, just like that, while using all possibilities of the world, of course. But the anchor is in the spiritual journey. And yeah, the divine is efficient. So that's why it brings you these two things in one abundance spiritual journey. And it is true, it can be walked. And this is why you are here and doing this work, because this work is about that. The way this works is captured in all chapters of abundance building in a way that is present day. Practical yet divine wisdom, complete and set out in complementary tools that work on the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual plane simultaneously. In other words, they form a complete yoga. Yoga being the word that describes an art form that brings you together with the divine. Following the tools and making the promise come true inside of you means taking responsibility. I love that one as well, because people are often very confused about what responsibility means. It seems to mean that you have to say the right things and do the right things, whatever the right means. And some people say it is taking financial responsibility. So you have to make enough money for societal standards for your sort of society. Or maybe you mean emotional responsibility, that you should own up to your mistakes or something and apologize to people if that seems the case. So, in fact, responsibility means to connect with the divine via your soul. It is doing this work and making it come true, making it real in your life, making the journey. Fulfilling the journey until the states of being that we teach here. We teach here two of them. And that is a form of arriving after which you will still journey, but it will feel different. That is responsibility. Now you have taken the responsibility for the umbrella layer of life, the spiritual plane. And the physical, mental, and emotional are under that umbrella and fall within that. Of course, there are specific responsibilities within those fields as well, but now you have at least done the master responsibility. And it is amazing what that does for you. Everything will fall in line with that master responsibility. With patience, with unfolding time, but it will. So you are going to give yourself and the people around you something amazing, beyond words, love beyond words, love beyond comprehension. It's really unconditional love, divine love, making come true money and love in the human sense, in the manifested sense, in the daily life sense as well. Because you are a spiritual being experiencing through the physical, mental, and emotional, the actual essence of you is an inner energy with a certain frequency that has a certain resonance or result in how you experience life in the outside world. The outside world being the body, the mental, the emotional, other people, other things, the world, the universe, because we mean this from the spiritual essence out. That's true. The outer world starts already with your body. The inner world is not the body, it's not the personality either. It's the inner world. So that's just a nice distinction to know. And whatever you change in the inner world will reflect in the outer world. This is also how healing occurs, how learning occurs even. This is how you can self-heal on any level, physical, mental, and emotional. The essence can be called an energy because the physical is an energy between particles that hold together temporarily, because the emotional is a fleeting experience inside of you, because the mental is a stream of translations of all these processes in thoughts. Instead of energy, we could also say the mind, as both are foundational. The first more in the field of feeling, and the second more in the field of knowing it. You see, this is where that piece clicks in that I said in the beginning, in my invitation to sit down every day and feel things out and let wisdom roll through you. That's when I talked about the mind and the body and like the thoughts and the feelings and stuff. Yeah. And here it is said that we could also speak of energy, which is more in the feeling, in the body, in the belly. And the mind, which is more related to the knowing, the brain, the head, the wisdom, the thoughts. But now we have it on an even more foundational level. Energy and mind, both are foundational. The first in the field of feeling it, and the second in the field of knowing it. Building your ultimate life from this groundwork means to connect to the invisible essence that is energy or mind, attuned to your true blueprint, and also tuned to your creation, to the true you that can be called the soul. tuning is important, as it is like dialing the radio in with both the divine and with the created world in the frequency that truly connects. Yes, because both the energy and the mind are frequency, and the soul is the exact middle between your body and the divine. You actually sort of take place in the soul, because you are not the divine, you are a child of the divine. You are not your body, you are a soul having a body. So the soul is the exact middle. That's where you sort of place yourself. That's why you are going to feel that out every day, to feel your soul out every day. And from that soul out, you can tune. You can tune to your divine blueprint, so back to the divine. And you can also tune to the world, the body, the manifested world. So from the soul out to the world. And that's where you tune your frequency, and you tune that to your true blueprint. That is both divine as well as personal. The fact that then, as a result, correct, enjoyable, ultimate things start to come into your life is something that can be experienced with patience and non-codependency. You're not going to be, that's what this means, dependent on if it manifests and when it manifests and if it will be in connection with that people or those groups of people or what have you. You're non-codependent. This is what has become popular under the name of Law of Attraction, abbreviated as LOA. However, this idea is often used by misguided people to enhance their ego, instead of giving space for all the before mentioned correctly and sufficiently, so that in freedom this natural process will take place. Law of Attraction comes originally from the idea that there is no definitive physical science for the existence of the law of gravitation. So there must be a higher power that is the cause of that. There is no evidence contrary of this. This is foundational. It has been of concern a little bit. And many things can be said about it. And I have looked at this from so many angles. But in the end, the only idea about law of attraction and the fact that the entirety of this work is some sort of a new rendition of the law of attraction to try to bring it back to its original meaning is because don't connect the law of attraction to the ego, but connect it to the self, to the you that we just described in all these wonderful words until here. And this has been going wrong so many times in the world where you can witness it, how people go about this. And that's just sad and not necessary. 2, transformation. To be consciously what the above states, there is a process of becoming that needs to be a transformation. It is difficult to describe what mind and energy experience is in the level of being. And then already even more daunting in the level of transformation, because it essentially is a transmutation brought onto you by the causeless cause. That is the higher power when you are open to receive it. This gives way to the understanding that there may be things in the way of receiving. That is true. And that is a good way to understand what is needed and being done here. The things standing in the way are being removed. Thus, a transformation becomes a journey of the ego to the self by subtracting all shreds of ego that are instilled in you by many sources. In this process, you always look consciously at what the shreds are. From the past, the future, an alternate now, from ideas, false programs, and so on, with the aims to see its core, so you can learn the lesson. But hold on, because the most important part is not stated yet, because after you have taken in the lesson, you let it go and come in the now, in that part where first that shred of ego existed. This is how to understand the place of respectively the situations and evidences of ego that hurt your soul and hold it back from shining, and letting go of them. When you cannot detect where the shred is, you cannot learn the lesson. But moreover, when you cannot learn the lesson, you will not be successful at letting go. The letting go is, however, the most important part. Yeah, so this is the transformation. You can also see that you cannot do this transformation piece correctly when you are somehow in a law of attraction idea that does not differentiate between the ego and the self. Then you will not truly purify. You will not truly let go of real things because you're not truly learning lessons. You're just trying to get better stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with getting better stuff, because that is one of the things that will happen in the very process and transformation we are talking about. But the motivation and the result, and the grand umbrella under which the result takes place and where it brings you, and the eternity in which it lasts, is different. It is different in such a way that you really want to do this one with the self, with the new law, back to the original law of attraction. The immensity of how much more desirable this version is hard to express. So vast, so big, so huge. So it is worth learning lessons from situations and then letting go. That's a transformation when you make it real, not when you just pretend it or only alter your words or only alter your actions. Of course, words and actions will become different when you are in this transformation that we mean. Absolutely. But in a different way, taking into a different eternal result. Not a measured change of words with the goal of getting what you want and controlling yourself, other people, the world, and situations. Three, creative ID. The configuration of your individually designed energy, mind in your soul can be understood as a certain unique frequency or even yantra or a crystal that can be made visible, just like the frequency pattern of water can be made visible when bringing water to the state of ice. Clean ice crystals from water have a beautiful symmetrical pattern that is more precisely centrifugal. Think about snow and crystals on your window when it has frozen overnight. This is the same for the soul. This unique crystal form that is you on the soul level can be called your essential identity. You could be said to have one that is the base and blueprint of your twin flame union, and one for you as the individual expression within that union. Building means to move the energy, to move the mind. You do this through your unique crystalline blueprint that you have for that. Building means to become creative. And in building from the soul, you stand in the flow of creation with your unique crystalline blueprint. In other words, when you start to build your abundance in love and money from the soul out, you do this from your creative identity, your creative ID. Though this is unique, there can also be conceptualized a certain range of options for people in general. Just like you could classify snow crystals by their form type. Not to discriminate against any snowflake, but to enhance their particular qualities by becoming more conscious of them within a certain system. Because the human buildup consists of 9 energy points in your individual energy body, from point 1 below the feet up to point 9 above the head. See also book 9 Entrances to Conscious Creativity. With 9 different meanings, it makes sense to take this division of meanings and bring identity crystals under them. To be more concise, we bring them back to 4 main ones of that 9-point system, and they collide with the ideas of destroy, idea, sustain, love, and form a chain in their meaning so we can return easily to destroy. This chain of 4 energy or mind points clearly forms a creative process in always possible, mental, emotional, physical, but essentially spiritually too. Identifying where you are in that ongoing process means you learn a lot about how to influence the body and other circumstances in the outside world from your individual creative ID out in this phase of the process of life. This is a whole chapter. This is a whole thing. Creative identity here in number three. It is a mind and energy thing, right? So it's invisible in a sense, right? So it's just how the energy flows in the invisible, inside of you, in the inner. Yeah, and you cannot see it. And it's something that does take place. And we're even having all these typologies about it and stuff. And we will talk about this on and on. That's a whole thing. Absolutely. And it's funny, but you can learn to feel it and to know it. For instance, feeling and knowing the 9 points in your body, in your energy body. And for that, I would suggest you take book 9, or in other words, the book with the title 9 Entrances to Conscious Creativity. And take that with you when you're doing your daily meditation to sort of get references and feel this out for yourself. For instance, feel 1 point on day 1 and another point on day 2, and read what they are supposed to be about and where they are placed. And then this invisible mind and energy stuff in the soul gets a little more familiar to you. And then to understand that within those 9 points in your body and energy body, you even have your own flavor in that, because you are your own person. You are an original creation by God. And then to learn what that even could be. And this is difficult because you don't have comparison material really at hand, because you have yourself. When you sit every day with yourself in your little meditation. And I would say that that can be seen in how you do life already, how you do things, how you create. If you're an artist, how you create. If you like cooking, how you cook, how you do things already. Just like that, when you are in a natural flow with yourself on your holiday or something in your free time, that gives an indication what the flavor of your unique 9-point energy system and how it flows in you, how that is, right? How your snowflake crystallizes out. And that snowflake that crystallizes out, again, is meant as an invisible energy blueprint. I don't know if you've ever seen maybe a picture. You can go online and Google this, of, for instance, a tuning fork that is put in water, and the tuning fork vibrates, for instance, at 432 hertz, which is the recommended frequency. It's the frequency of the heart. I also personally have such a tuning fork. I recommend buying one online. It's not expensive. But when you would put that in a bowl of water, you will see certain waves. It will also make a certain sound. And then you see that, like, oh, we're actually very familiar with the idea that invisible vibrating of energy has a form and it has a sound. Interesting, right? And your individual vibrating of your soul energy inside of you also as a form and a sound that comes spontaneously in the water, in the world, in your actions. That's what we mean with your creative identity. That again is invisible inside of you, in your invisible energy / mind. Energy and or mind, that was the foundational material of the soul, remember? The soul being the middle point between your manifested self in the world, so your body, your energy body, and the divine that supports you, that backs you up. This creative idea, you will come to know more in the entirety of our work. We take this as a way to give you a handle on the foundation of how to form your life, how to form your business, how to form your mission, how to build your entrepreneurship, how to build beautiful things, how to build relationships, how to build your art, how to build your creative oeuvre, how to build your website even, how to write your books even. And to connect all those things back to that invisible snowflake blueprint that is your energy / mind in the soul. And this is the foundation of that. You will come to learn to give it words, what that is for you. Maybe give it colors, what that is for you. Maybe give it sounds, what it is for you. Or other ways of making it visible and tangible and hearable, audible. So that is also what you desire. It's part of your abundance. Things that feel harmonious with that creative identity design that you are, feel abundant to you, you will also attract them following the law of attraction. You will also build them when you start acting in that energy way of doing, your how, your way of doing the procedure that is every moment repeated, together forming a process of coming into being and your flavor in that. Four, working. To get the before mentioned to work, there are a few things to keep in mind. A, getting rid of the mindset that it is a virtue to not fulfill your own needs, because it really is your own job to fulfill them. And when that is taken care of, you can go into relationships on top of that. And while this is true for almost all relationships, there are additional laws for the specific one-off relationships of the relationship with the divine that ought to be one of a dependency. Only the relationship where that is healthy to have a dependency. And of the true twin flame, as that will naturally complement you also in the department of needs, while still holding the groundwork of what this law stated in mind as well. Yeah. So that's A is a whole world in itself already, right? Because getting rid of the mindset that it is a virtue to not fulfill your own needs. This is one of the main issues and a main way of saying what the issue is in our cultures. And that is that you are being taught by parents and society and schooling and conditioning and unconscious and whatnot, history and stories, that you cannot fulfill your own needs somehow. But it is foundational to do that, and you have to do it, except from with the divine. That's where you can just lay your head down and let the divine fill you up and accept from the relationship with your one true twin flame. That is your ultimate co-creational partner. Because although you still fulfill your own needs there as well, and the other person does the same for themselves, you will see that in that relationship, you will naturally complement each other in such a way that you will also fulfill each other's needs. Surprisingly, totally surprisingly. So that's how that works. Very interesting, isn't it? Because of all these turning around and things that are different than how we are taught. So there's a whole world in A. Also in learning to allow yourself to fulfill your own needs and finding ways how to do it and to find what it is for yourself and all these things. It's a whole world. Getting to know how God will fulfill your needs in the relationship with the divine and what surrender means in that and how that is the groundwork of being filled up by the divine and all these things. It's so foundational, but it's just an entire world, an entire world of coming to being of the relationship with the true twin flame. And that's a whole world in itself as well. And what that is for you, who that is for you, that it will be revealed to you who that is, that you will experience all these emotions on the journey to make that come true. And then eventually also get to live the full experience of how that works, this surprising, surprising experience of that the true twin flame as well takes care of your own needs as naturally, without effort and with love, fulfills each other's needs. This is a whole world, yet we go to B. When there arises an issue in this department, you can always ask yourself, is it really a problem? Because it may just be an invitation to connect money or love closer to essence instead. As every situation is a mirror of how you are attuned to the divine and your true twin flame. In the first place. So in B, here you see that it is actually a description of a piece of healing, a piece of transformation, and how that works within this whole chapter of needs and relationships. So is it a problem that you face, or is it actually a beautiful way to get to know how to go deeper in these worlds that I described under A? And it is always a wonderful way to go deeper in the worlds of needs in what I described in A. You can be sure of that because the world is a mirror. C, then when you have overcome the problem as stated in B, space comes in your heart and your more subtle feelings instead of your reactionary emotions will function as your truthful compass. Then you decide. Yeah, I love that. This is more of a description of what any spiritual process, any spiritual working, any spiritual transformation, any learning a lesson and going deeper, any going deeper even functions. And that's wonderful because in four working, I just wanted to be so concrete because people are busy with needs in their daily lives. That's the reality of daily life. And to make that so concrete and make that collide with learning spiritual lessons. Well, here you go. And the beautiful, beautiful thing is that you will then come into a more subtle feeling place where there's space for deeper feelings, because now your needs are being met by yourself, by the divine, and by your true twin flame. And now you have space to go in this subtle energy field. And you no longer have to dabble in these huge reactionary emotions of anger and fear and sadness and grief and intense happiness, being overjoyed, anxiety. All these enormous reacting to something in the world, emotions have made place for these subtle feelings in your heart that are very peaceful, and they are at compass. Now you know where you would like to step as your next step in the harmony and the peacefulness of your heart. And there is guidance there. There is a next step there. There is a truthful compass there. There is knowing what to do there. That's wonderful. And that truly works. And then you decide. A decision will fall more than you make it. It is something natural that occurs in your willpower that you now will acknowledge and then follow through, eventually to fully commit to it and make it your daily work to execute. Yes, that is so beautiful in decisions in this field, because you will just feel as if there is this drop hanging on the faucet, and you know, you're waiting and waiting until the water will fall. And at a certain moment, the drop falls. And that's the decision. And that is how willpower in this fully soul and divine connected way functions. It's really beautiful to experience. This is because from the processes as stated, your willpower has freed itself correctly from the grip of the ego and has now attached itself as it were, to your soul instead. There is a definitive turnaround of the willpower that takes place when you do this work, and the willpower will always become connected to your divine nature to make your creative identity blueprint work for you and the benefit of everyone else in the world. When you get accustomed to this movement, you will understand there will truly connect where will truly connect in your system. Where will truly connect into your system and how to also strengthen it correctly, right? That was even hard to pronounce. You will understand where will truly connects into your system and how to strengthen that also correctly. Because it's not that willpower is wrong, it's just now you will truly understand where it connects into your system. And then you can strengthen it correctly. Then you can enhance your willpower correctly. And then you can flame with your willpower correctly. Then you will become aware how to stretch the will out to make things come true that you never deemed possible, but that are completely normal to your being as a child of the divine. Yeah, that's how miracles come to be. You can play an active role in that sometimes. And sometimes it will be more or less passive, but sometimes active as well. And here is where that fits in. Five, surrender. So while this means to surrender your free will to the divine, it also simultaneously means to strengthen your divine willpower and do what you came here to do and fully do your divine will. There may be unconscious resistance to this process, and therefore consciously surrendering as a deliberate exercise may be helpful to you. To make this accessible for you, there is the Reset Recalibrate audio meditation in which you, besides surrender, also express your gratitude for the divine, yourself, your true twin flame, and your union, and the additional components of divine order. This meditation will relax your brain stem as a means to communicate to your entire being that you surrender to the higher power to flow through your nervous system. I love that, because eventually, when your willpower that is physically located more or less in the area of the body and the energy of the stomach, while being connected to the heart as well as to the lower parts of your body, that when your willpower is harmonized in the ways that we have just discussed, you become, in a way, a means through which the divine speaks into the world and acts into the world. So through your nervous system is a wonderful, fully manifested, fully embodied version of that. So that's why I put it here. Your divine willpower will come to life through the surrender. That is so wonderfully guided for you in that audio. And that means that it will flow, that the divine will flow through your nervous system, which is, again, very physical. This will bring everything to life and light. It's the life force energy activated inside of you, instructed even. You will have to experience this. So I hope that you give this time every day to feel that out. No matter all the other chapters and work you're going to be doing, this is always foundational. 6, orgasmic money. This surrender will bring money through the clarity it brings in what your true mission is. And love through clarity in who your true twin flame is. This brings money as wisdom's value that connects to the divine masculine essential energy point in the third eye, and orgasm as sexuality's value that connects to the divine feminine's essential energy point in the sexual wand, penis point that connects to the prostate, and vagina point that connects to the deeper clitoris points. This brings complementary parts of one whole together in an organic way, automatically on all levels. You know, this is the abundance building course. Orgasmic money holds as well the sexuality part, orgasmic part, feeling part, body part, belly part, as money, the thought part, the wisdom part, the knowing part, the masculine part, the brain part, the third eye in the middle of the brain part. You see, that's how they come together again. It's a tantra. So again, here we get to more of a result, and that is money comes to light, comes to flow from that wisdom-oriented, divine masculine-oriented, brain-oriented, essential energy. And the feeling good of what you can do with that money, or the orgasmic energy that pushes the money forward to begin with, the orgasm, or the feeling good in a meditational way, in a connected way, in a divine way, is what will be brought out as well. And the two collide, and the two are the same. It's the feeling good and the money that are the same. It's the divine feminine and the divine masculine that are connected as one twin flame union. They are one. It also brings about tantra again and sexual magic, and we will later on talk about sexual magic as a topic in itself. This is a very intricate topic that is actually very shortly mentioned here as number 6. You can feel this out by not excluding sexual energy while sitting in your meditation and feeling it. You can understand it better by not excluding money flows in your meditation when you're pondering what money is and where it should come from. And while pondering God, don't exclude money. This is hard to talk about because it is something with so much insight, with such an orgasmic experience, that it is hard to bring into words. It has to do with experiencing your being alive as a human being in such an essential way that it is both intoxicatingly high and tremendously grounded and anchored. This is the experience that you're looking for. Maybe people will call it, this is the enlightenment. But as an experience in your mind and body, in your sitting there, in your meditation every day, that can come and go as waves, perhaps, to then finally also experience that it comes into your life outside of that 10 or 20 minutes every day and influence your life and you and the people around you and your work and your daily life, to then also understand that it starts to influence how you see the world. To then also understand that it eventually influences everything in such a way that it becomes an eternal experience for you. That just keeps on being there. Sometimes clouded temporarily, sometimes in a full light temporarily. But it's always there. That experience remains. It's eternal. You finally become normal in how you are meant and how you are created to be. And maybe that is enlightenment, but it's also full of light in the now, in a free way. And it answers all your desires in itself. 7, divine order. The divine comes in threefold. There is a divine masculine, a divine feminine, and a divine child. Together they form a meaningful triangle that you will recover on all levels. The divine comes in masculine, feminine, and a child, and the human then relates to the divine as money, God, sex, from which comes the child. That is the inspired creation. In another sense, the human is the divine child, him or herself. But since you were either a divine masculine or a divine feminine in your twin flame union, of which the far and beyond most common architecture is that of a pair of two, you are in the human sense as a child of the divine, also part of the triangle of your human union duo, that produces the child. This child can be your mission, your dream together, made come true in your manifestation together. Thus, your soul architecture produces a very powerful platform for your abundance to come in any which way suits your union best. The best thing you can do at any stage is organize your life in such a way that you actively, consciously, and factually prioritize these elements in your life in all ways: divine, you, your true twin flame, your abundance manifested. By the way, after this, socially seen, your soul family follows, then your soul clients, and your soulmates, which is everyone else you encounter. Yeah, so this is the divine order that will now, in this phase, really come into your life. You know, this triangular order, divine masculine, divine feminine, and the child, and how that mirrors God. It really becomes alive for you here, and it gives much understanding and direction for your feeling life to understand this divine wisdom of that triangular shape. These are deep spiritual secrets that are being revealed to you when you would meditate on this. Generations of sages have done this in very many forms and traditions and spiritual outings. But you can do that as well. But the point is, you can make it come true. It's a divine order that is in your life already. And then you can also manifest it in the exact way. And then this divine order becomes a huge map of where to go with your life and stuff. How to order the things in your life. You can always go back to those kinds of blueprints and meditate on them when you are confused or want a new answer. Summary 8. You are, as a soul energy and mind, unionized in the heart, connected to source, and surrender is the most important, because from that willpower transforms and their divine action comes into play, making the true divine order of things come true, and it manifests as your ultimate life. Yeah, that is your ultimate life, because you are created as a human being. And that means that there is an order inside of you, that when you follow that and you honor that and you respect that, then you will live your ultimate life. This really sounds like there's no free will, but there is free will, because at any point you can choose, if you choose, the divine order or something else. And it's really up to you. And this gives experiences on the journey. Like, are you What are you choosing and what does that give? And at the same time, it is true that you are meant to live that ultimate life that is in your divine order and your individual way of that, that is deeply bound to the universal way. Divine wisdom exists for a reason. It's not just an idea that makes meditation last longer. It is your actual life. 9, manifesting. Now you need to feel this out, transform, do, and then foremostly be it. The entire idea is that you already have it because you are it. Understand that your divine inheritance is already here. It is in and around you. It is mostly invisible and intangible to you at this point. It is your job to have it be revealed to you, then live it and make it manifested as well in the most grounded way. Grounded does mean physical, and this is the most dense frequency we have available. Yet it also means that the physical manifestations are simultaneously anchored in truth, as in divine order. In this way, manifesting becomes an inner and outer world balancing. The inner world is vast and endless. You could forever be wrapped up inside of it and never find an exit again. The outer world is vast and never ending, and you could easily be caught in by its magnificence and never find an end to its splendor. The true satisfaction, however, lies in making come true the balancing point where ecstasy and factuality come together in an eternal way. This is where you desire to go. What I love about this point is that it really gives some last points that are important to you when you are manifesting your true abundance that you desire in love and money. You know, that one of the things is that it is already here, so you can trust it. And another thing is that it needs to indeed manifest in the physical. That's what we call grounding. Or embodying, or manifesting, or making come true, or making real. But that means at the same time, you have to anchor that in truth, which is more of an invisible quality of the divine. That's at least where your grounded abundance manifestation will be ultimate. Because it will be divine and eternal and fit your soul and be of your creative ID blueprint. Be part of your mission, harmonize with your twin flame union, and so on. And the inner and outer world balancing I love too. So the outer world, you can just get lost inside, and the inner world as well. It's vast. It's beautiful. And it can be a distraction. So you have to balance the inner and the outer in yourself every day, sitting and relaxing with yourself for 10 minutes or 20 minutes. Meditating, yoga, which is the same, feeling out this tantra of life. And I love that for you. And let us know what your questions are.